Now we move towards packing of particles in a crystal lattice. The constituent particles of a crystalline solid are closely packed. And while describing the packing of particles in a crystal, the individual particles are treated as hard spheres. These particles are treated as hard and solid spheres, and the closeness of particles maximizes the interparticle attractions. So the number of neighboring spheres that touch any given sphere is its coordination number. Coordination number is defined as the number of spheres touching a specific sphere. And the magnitude of the coordination number is a measure of compactness of spheres in close packed structure. The larger the coordination number, the closer are the spheres to each other. First, we discussed close packed structure. Since we are talking about closer spheres, we will first discuss close packed structures. The three-dimensional close packed structure can be understood conveniently by looking at any close packing in one and two dimensions. These one and two dimension close packings are available in Google to check for. First, we move towards close packing in one dimension. A close packed one dimensional structure results by arranging the spheres to touch each other in a row. If you have got a number of spheres and if you touch them together in a row, then you get a close packing in one dimension because all the spheres are arranged in a single line. Basically, it's a straight line consisting of spheres which are touching each other. So every sphere is touching one sphere or two spheres, two of its consecutive spheres, one to its left and one to its right. This is a straight chain of spheres. The second is close packing in two dimensions. So a close packed two-dimensional structure results by stacking the rows together such that they are in contact with each other, and there are two ways to obtain close packing in two dimensions. So close packing in two dimensions is more like a rectangle. Close packing in one dimension is more like a single line, straight single line. While close packing in two dimensions is like a rectangle. In this rectangle, the variables are length and breadth. So the particles are arranged in length and breadth to form any specific shape like a rectangle or a square, etc. But the important thing to remember here is that it is in two dimensions. The length and breadth are the two dimensions here. And if you plot them on axis, you will get x and y axis. In one dimension, you get only one axis, that could be x, y, or z. In the two dimension, you get any two axis, which is x, y, x, z, or y, z. Now we move to the third part. So first, we need to study the close packing in two dimensions. There are two ways to obtain close packing in two dimensions. First is square close packing. Square close packing consists of one dimensional row of close packed spheres stacked over each other such that the spheres align vertically. So it's just like a simple square or rectangle. If the first row is labeled as A type, being exactly same as the first row, the second row is also labeled as A type. Hence this arrangement is called a A till n number of A type two-dimensional arrangement, and in this arrangement every sphere touches four neighboring spheres. Hence two-dimensional coordination number here is 4. We have already discussed coordination number, which is the neighboring spheres that touch any given sphere. So the coordination number for square close packing in two dimension is 4, and a square is obtained by joining the centers of these four closest neighbors. Therefore this two-dimensional close packing is called square close packing in two dimensions. Next, we move to hexagonal close packing. In hexagonal close packing, you can understand from the name itself that this single sphere has a coordination number of 6. That means one single sphere will be connected to 6 different spheres around it, and so every of it forms a hexagonal structure. This is the way hexagonal close packing works. And if the second row is arranged in such a way that its spheres fit in the dispersions of the first row, a staggered arrangement results. And if the first row is called A-type row, the second row being different is called B-type. Placing the third row in staggered manner in contact with the second row gives rise to an arrangement in which the spheres in the third row are aligned with the spheres in the first row. Hence, the third row is a A-type. And similarly, spheres in the fourth row will be aligned with the spheres in the second row, and hence the fourth row will be B type. So the resulting will be a AB AB type structure in two dimension, and in this arrangement each pair touches six closest neighbors. Thus the two dimensional coordination number here is 6 as discussed, and hence this type of two dimensional structure of close packing is called hexagonal close packing in two dimensions. Moreover, the free space in this arrangement is less than in square packing. Yes, since a lot of spheres are around the single sphere, the space in between two consecutive spheres is very less, so it helps you save your space. So you can say that if you are using hexagonal close packing, then the molecule will save you a lot of space and it will contain more atoms in lesser space. Now these triangular voids which are formed in between these consecutive spheres are of two types. So there is a detailed study done about everything here. Even the spaces, the voids between two consecutive spheres have been thought about, and the apex of the triangular voids in alternate row points upwards and downwards. You can search about this same thing by saying that close packing in one dimension and square close packing or hexagonal close packing in two dimensions. With this we complete the part of close packing in two dimensions. Next is the close packing in three dimensions. As its name, we can understand that the spheres are packed in all the three dimensions, and spheres will be around the single sphere completely. It will be completely encircling the single sphere. So these are some parameters which help us decide the types of spheres. In the three-dimensional spheres, there are also two types. First is the stacking of square close pack layers in three dimension, and the second is the stacking of two hexagonal close pack spheres in three dimension. Third is placing third hexagonal close pack layer, and in this way this series goes on. After this specific thing, we move to coordination number in close pack structure. So we can say that in a simple cubic crystal structure, it results from stacking of square close pack layers, and each sphere is surrounded by six neighboring spheres, four in its own layer, one above and one below. Hence coordination number of any sphere or SC is 6, and in both of them HPCC structure, it results from stacking of hexagonal close pack each neighboring spheres, three above and three below. Hence the coordination number of any sphere in HCP or CCP FCC structure is 12. Next we move to number of voids per atom in HCP and CCP. See, the voids are free space. The name void itself tells us that it's about the free space. So tetrahedral and octahedral voids occur in HCP and CCP FCC structures. There are two tetrahedral voids associated with each atom, and the number of octahedral voids is half that of tetrahedral voids. Thus there is one octahedral void per atom. With this we complete the huge series of close packed structures, which is not quite important, but then too you can refer it from the purposes of the exams. Next we move to a similar topic, which is packing efficiency, which will be disclosed in the next series. Stay tuned. Happy learning.